Like to include her. All right. So that concludes item number four. We're on next to items number five and six. And then I think at that point, we may take a little bit of a break to go before we go into the sketches. But items five, we'll see how fast we get through these, though. We might be able to get a sketch plot or two before 11. Like to have a little bit of a break at 11 to enable bathroom breaks and whatnot. So, item number five and number six is PR 2023-009105. This is the third submittal of the EPC final sign off for mixed use development off of Coors and Seven Bar Loop. Is the applicant's team here?
Hey Jay, Sergio Lozoya with Terra West here.
Hey, Sergio. If you could, please just give us a brief update on the updates you guys have made.
Sure. So since the last meeting at the beginning of October, we have since met with the Water Utility Authority to discuss and address their comments. We updated the Master Utility Plan, uploaded that to ABQ Plan, and provided a copy to the Water Utility Authority along with relevant planning staff. We've also since had discussions with Parks and Rec to discuss some language that they would like placed on the plan set. We did place the excavation advance notice language on the grading plan. We thought it was appropriate there. We saw the comments today about putting it on the site plan, so I went ahead and put it on the site plan. I can share my screen and show that, and then when we make the final submittal for review, we can, for signature, we can just make sure it's on there. We also address comments from code enforcement regarding the zone map amendment and how the uses fit into the new zone line. They were good with that. And then the last thing was confirming with you that the site plan was not tied to the plat as far as EPC conditions go.
Yep. All right. Thank you for that update, Sergio. Let's go through DFT comments, starting with the Water Authority, Bob.
Bob Kane with the Water Authority. We had no objections on five or six.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to hydrology next. T. Kwan.
Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of May 27th, 2025. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go next to transportation.
Yeah, transportation has an approved TCL dated 3/11/2025 and no objection.
All right. Thank you, Sergio. Let's go to code enforcement comments next, if Jeff had any. Jacob, does Jeff have any comments on this one?
Just a clarification saying for agenda item number six, the zoning exhibit map provided clarified the location of property and zoning lines, indicating that the businesses proposed are in allowed use located within the MXL zone. Code enforcement has no further comments or objections for either five or six.
All right, thanks, Jacob. So that's no comments remaining for code. Let's go to Parks and Recreation next, and this will also include comments from Open Space, I believe. Hannah?
Hi, this is Hannah Shea with Parks and Recreation. Sergio just mentioned that they added the note to their site plan and grading plan. I just wanted to make sure it's there. Would you please, Marcelo, are you able to pull that up just to make sure it's there?
So the one that was submitted to the city was the grading plan, but the site plan I just added it, so I can share my screen and show that if that works.
You co-host.
Yes, please. I don't think I have it available.
I just saw it, Sergio. Thank you so much. No,
Oh, okay.
we approve the plan. Thank you so much for addressing our comment.
And
Sure.
Hannah, regarding the note on the site plan, I mean, we've agreed on the language, correct?
That's right.
Yep. Okay. And do you have it on a copy of the site plan yet, Sergio?
Yes, I do, but I have not shared that with you all yet. But I can show my screen and then following
Yeah, because
this.
I thought there were some questions about which sheets the note should actually be on.
Well, we thought it made sense on the grading plan, right? Because that's what the excavators are going to use when doing any sort of digging. So that's the one that it's on, but we really don't have any issues. If they want it on both, we can do both.
Hannah, what do you think?
I think that's acceptable if it's on the grading plan.
Okay, great.
Awesome.
That's okay with us and planning.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you, Hannah. All right, and let's finish up planning, Jacob.
Good morning. This is Jacob with planning. Just really had two small comments. Basically, an infrastructure list was approved with an associated major preliminary plat by the DHO on May 21st, 2025. A recorded IIA with finder's guarantee will need to be executed and recorded with the county clerk prior to final sign-off of the site plan. And prior to final sign-off of the site plan, a copy of the recorded plat must be provided to DFT staff. And that is all my comments.
This is so Jacob regarding so the so Sergio regarding the IIA. So typically when you have a related project with platting and site development, two related projects, if the IIA is tied to one, the other is affected by usually requiring a recorded IIA. So do you have, I mean, are you aware of that? Are you okay?
I know the IIA is tied to the plat,
Yes, it is.
right? So does that mean what that the site plan can't be approved until that
No.
IIA is done, or?
Well, the way we have it right now is the site plan can't be signed off by planning, fully signed off until we get a recorded IIA. And regarding the recorded plat, we actually have, and just the IIA requirement, that's a city engineer requirement. That's something Shahab is almost always required when you have two related projects on the same site. The IIA is tied to the plat, but we are also conditioning final sign-off of the site plan pending the recorded IIA because the two projects are interrelated. When it comes to the recorded plat itself, that is something I think we have more flexibility with, so long as the way the site is currently platted right now is not impacting the site development, for example, with dimensional standards. Because I know we're doing a subdivision plat. Can you talk about that real quick, Sergio? Because we might not have to condition the plat to the site plan, but we will tie the site, the IIA to the site plan. But please confirm the platting.
Sure. So we've gone through preliminary plat so
I know
far. So
that.
that's been approved. I would have to see how the current platting of the site affects the site plan, because the site plan was specifically designed to have those lot lines. Considering that the zoning was also fit to the new proposed lot lines, I can't say with certainty that the way it's platted now and the way it looks now would allow how we've designed the site plan, if that makes
So what
sense.
I think we need to do, so we're going to approve this with conditions. There's a condition that could be required, which is the recorded plat being submitted prior to final sign-off if there are IDO DPM requirements with the site plan that would remain if not platted with this plat. So for example, the previous case we had, they did it. They're doing a replat, including removing lot lines that are encroaching on buildings that are proposed to be built. That's a clear IDO issue that requires a recorded plat prior to final sign-off of the site plan. In this case, for this project, if you don't have that kind of situation where you have lot lines encroaching on the buildings that currently exist, you don't have dimensional standard issues with setbacks, then we can probably move forward without a condition of approval requiring the recorded plat. Because I know you still got to go back to DHO for a final plat. I'm just letting you know we need to get that hashed out, hammered out. But what we can do is start preparing the notice of decision, get the conditions of approval that we do have into the chat, and get this platting question hashed out.
Okay, I have an exhibit that shows, well, yeah, I think this would be better taken care of offline because it's going to take some.
Yeah, and we got a lot of other cases.
Okay.
But I mean, we just need to get that hashed out. I mean, the only question will be, will we have a condition of an additional condition of approval requiring the recorded plat or not? If there are no current issues with the property boundaries vis-a-vis the proposed development, no dimensional standard issues, you already confirmed that the EPC didn't have any conditions of approval for the platting. Then we can move forward with the site plan without tying the site plan to the plat. We're tying it in a way to the plat because we're tying to the infrastructure infrastructure improvements agreement, but not to the actual platting. So,
Yeah, I guess in some cases that agreement can come before final plat, so that kind of gives us a little bit of a head start on that. But yeah, I think I'm in agreement to just working this out and seeing what the best and cleanest path forward is.
okay, and I'll put it in the chat that we're gonna resolve this issue after this meeting regarding the platting, that there could be a possible condition of approval. Jacob, could you put in the other conditions into the okay, there we go. And I think that is it. Nobody else had any other comments. And then you got the note added. Just make sure that you have. Could you? Well, no, it's okay. I was gonna say, could you screen share that? Sir, could you screen share that actually, that note? Just so, I mean, if we got it shown in the submittal, then we don't have to worry about that as a condition. But I'm gonna add in while you're doing that possible planning condition of approval
Are you
pending.
asking me to screen share?
Yeah, if you could, I think you're
Okay.
co-host.
So here it is on the grading plan. I don't know if you can see my mouse above the general note. Let me try to zoom in.
I see it there.
Oh, sorry. Let me go back to it. Do there it is.
Right. And Hannah, you're good with that language?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. We're good on that one, Sergio. And I'm just putting into the chat that we'll have a possible planning condition of approval pending discussion with the applicant. Colon recorded plat prior to final sign off of the site plan. But that's again, that's possible. If we can confirm that there's no current dimensional standard or any other IDO DPM issues with the current platting on the site, then we won't need that conditional approval. So that is, yep.
So will I just get with you and kind of have a discussion afterwards, or what's the path forward to that?
Me and Jacob can look at the DHO approved preliminary plat. Well, actually, we need to look at the current platting and the current site and the site plan. And if you guys can help us on your end, please do. We just need confirmation that there's no IDO and DPM requirements with the site development vis-a-vis the current platting, that the current platting is not holding up the sign off of the site plan. We just need that confirmation. Otherwise, we will need to tie the recorded plat to the sign off of the site plan.
Okay.
And yeah, so any assistance you can provide us on your end, please do. I'd love to clear that.
Gotta
Unless
see
I
what.
just want to, unless you just want to make it a condition of approval. Are you, do you, would you rather do that? I mean, we can do that too. Just make it a condition of approval for sign off. It's up to you.
Yeah, let me just get with the team and I'll have a response today.
Okay, great. All right, thanks, Sergio. Anything else? All
That's
right.
it from my end.
All right. Well, have a great rest of the day if you don't have any other cases on the agenda, and we'll hear back from you hopefully this afternoon.
Thanks.
All right, thanks. And it is now 10:48. Let's get through one sketch before we break. Item number 7, PR 2021-006-007. This is a sketch plan for the Costco off of Renaissance Boulevard. Is the applicant's team here for this sketch plan?
We are.
All right. Good morning.
Morning.
Gregory?
That's me.
All right. Gregory, could you please give us an update on this proposal? And just keep in mind, too. So this is a sketch plan. This is a pre-application meeting with the DFT staff. Unlike these previous cases where we're actually making an administrative decision, this is just a discussion over future application requirements and comments. There's no decision being made with this sketch. Just want to make that
Perfectly
clear.
understood. Yep.
So please give us an update.
Awesome. So my name is Greg Guevara. I am the civil engineer on the project representing Cushing Terrell. We also have our architect on the call as well. The project that we are presenting with the sketch plan is going to be a building addition to the existing Costco warehouse located on Renaissance Boulevard. The building addition itself will be about 2,900 square feet. It will include some curb and gutter improvements, some minor landscaping improvements, some restriping improvements, as well as relocation of an existing street light, and then all associated building improvements within the building addition.
All right, thanks, Gregory. Let's go through DFT comments, start with the Water Authority. Bob?
Bob Kane with the Water Authority. We had no objections or comments.
Thanks, Bob. All right, let's go to hydrology comments next. Tiquan?
I'll take it here.
How are you?
This is Anthony. Yeah, an improved grading and drainage plan is required prior to approval of the preliminary plan or site plan for subdivision. And hydrology needs to approve a grading and drainage plan prior to building permit.
Sound good. Now, this grading, we can definitely provide that. The grading is going to be very minimal as we're essentially going to be proposing the addition that is going to be the exact same finished floor elevation of the adjacent warehouse. So the grading is definitely going to be very minimal. Yeah, we can provide a grading and drainage plan. Is there a specific checklist that the city of Albuquerque provides so that when we do submit the site plan and the grading and drainage plan, we can make sure we're submitting all deliverables in that package?
So I would refer you to or your engineer to the DPM hydrology section 6. That contains all the minimums, all the bare minimum requirements for a grading and drainage plan. So we'll be looking at those to make sure that all the minimums are captured. This one is, I think it was the square footage of the addition was triggering the new G&D plan. It was over 1,000 square foot. So it's I'm expecting it to match pretty much what you guys are doing, and then of course the minor changes to show the additional building and all that stuff. But yeah, go to the DPM. We have a nice checklist in there that really spells out everything that's needed in a grading and drainage plan.
Fantastic. And then I assume that no drainage reports or compliance letters is needed since the increase in imperviousness is pretty negligible.
It's we probably have a lot of the stuff, the historical from when the site was first developed. So adding the the addition isn't going to trigger a brand new drainage report, correct?
Love it. Okay. Thank you.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony. All right, let's go to transportation comments next, Sertil.
An approved TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit. Also, a traffic scoping form would need to be submitted to determine if a TIS would be required. That's it.
Mr. Teal? All right, let's go to code enforcement comments next, if they had any. Jacob, did Jeff have any code enforcement comments on this sketch plan?
He did. This is Jacob Boylan speaking on behalf of code enforcement. You will need to revise the parking calculations and layout. As the proposed addition exceeds 2,500 square feet, it will trigger examination of compliance with all parking requirements in IDO 55 parking load. Number two, if renovation slash redevelopment cost will exceed $400,000, it will trigger examination of compliance with all current landscaping requirements in IDO 56 landscaping, buffering, and screening. Code enforcement has no further comments at this time.
Thank you. Gregory, you had any questions on the code enforcement comments?
No, I do have some follow-up questions in general, but not in regards to the code enforcement.
All right, thank you. All right, let's go to Parks and Recreation next, Hannah.
Hi, this is Hannah Shea with Parks and Recreation. The addition of the 2,000 square feet building would trigger IDO 5-6, landscaping, buffering, and screening, as well as street trees. We know that you do have existing street trees and parking lot trees. City Forestry will need to evaluate those, and if there are any missing trees or diseased trees, those need to be replaced and planted. So you could coordinate with them. I can provide you their information. I don't know how soon you wanted that to be done, but that's what needs to be done. And then we could go from there. That's our only comment here.
So does that process require any additional plans, or is that just an application that we need to submit in order to initiate that scope of work?
I don't think you will need additional plans. We probably need your previously approved landscaping plan, so we could kind of take a look and see what was there. We could just use that as an exhibit and just mark that up. And if anything is gonna get added or removed, we could just create an exhibit. We don't really require you to create a new plan for us, but I assume you guys have the previously approved landscaping plan for this project?
Probably not. Costco historically does not have great records of their previous drawings. We can see what we can get from their archives, but it may be difficult for us to get that.
Okay, so what we could do is, I believe City Forestry, they have their own tree plotter application. We could just pull it up. They could just provide you a layout with the condition of the trees, and you could just mark that one up as an exhibit. I think that's acceptable for us.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Hannah. You got any final questions, Eric and Gregory, for Hannah regarding Parks comments? Good. Okay. All right, let's finish up with planning comments, Marcelo. And Marcelo, I can help out regarding the discussion we had about the site plan.
Yeah, for sure. Good morning, Gregory. Eric, Marcelo with planning. Good morning. Just to the interior scope of work that you made reference to at the beginning, will not be part of this review. Only the 2,992 square feet proposed building addition to the southwest portion of the existing structure that you are proposing here. Okay. Are you guys aware that there was a major site plan amendment approval by the DRB back in the day, like 2 to 3 years ago, where they proposed to move the fuel station to the southwest portion of the subject property. They had it like this, more or less. So the current fuel station is in the northwest corner, and they had it planned here, so just so you know.
Does that have anything, does that affect the scope of work of this building addition, or is that just for reference?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Is that still the intent? I guess you guys were not aware of this approval, correct?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
So
because
we're not
that's.
contractually obligated, or our scope of work has nothing to do with the gas station. Cushing Terrell at the moment is only contracted for the proposed building addition. We could track down information regarding that minor amendment, but that's not part of our scope of work at the moment.
Correct, but I think this is going to drive this proposed project in different directions. Because if that is the intent, we're going to suggest a minor amendment submittal to apply for a minor amendment if that was the case. And if not, then a site plan administrative DFT would have to be required to be submitted, depicting the current proposed project, and also everything else. Now, there is a third option, as I learned this morning. Do you want to expand on that, Jay?
So there's a process. So there's a process for expiring, sorry, for accelerating the expiration of a site plan that's approved by the Development Review Board. And we're the group of folks who would have to approve that expirated that accelerated expiration of the site plan. And the reason that would be needed is because the current site plan that governs the site features the fueling stations along Montaño rather than up in its current location. And Gregory and Eric, what do you have any comments on that as far as the fueling station goes? I know we had a sketch plan showing that the existing fueling station being expanded by a few fuel pumps and expand the canopy, which was also done at the location at Coors and Eagle Ranch. You guys got any comments on the fueling station question?
No, those projects are typically handled by a different group across the country for Costco on those fuel stations.
Okay.
So I'll have to connect with their real estate team and that other group and see what their plans are for that project.
Well, here's what I'll say. So you would need to, so if you proceed forward with the site plan for the building expansion, you would also, the way it is now, as it's currently governed, you would need to, unless, if you don't expire that site plan, you would need to move the fueling station from its current location, not where it's presently at, but where it's presently featured on the governing controlling site plan, which is on the southwestern portion of the site. It would have to be moved on the site plan back up to the northwest, unless you expire that current site plan. That,
Okay. That
yeah.
makes sense. So quick question. So we have a current site plan with a project to move the gas fuel station. And what you're saying is if we want to move forward with the building addition, we need to show that gas station in its current existing condition.
Well, if you don't intend, if there's not an intention to move that fueling station to the southwest.
So I'll have to confirm that with the regional PM for that and connect
Okay,
with the real
yeah.
estate team. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple ways this can be done, but I just know that we do have a controlling site plan which shows the fueling station being moved to the southwest. And, that if that's not going to be the intention in the future for that fueling station, then we need to resolve that one way or the other. It needs to either be moved back on a site plan amendment, or that site plan needs to be expired. It just needs, so those site plans are good for 7 years, and it would expire eventually, but it will be 7 years in the future. It'd be 2029, so that's 4 years away still. So, but we do have a process in our zone code to accelerate the expiration of a site plan in situations where you don't want to proceed ahead with that approved development. So we need to just look at that, I think, further and look at the options with you guys.
Yeah, no problem. I'll definitely look into that. Unfortunately, they do so many projects at these stores with different groups of people that we're not always aware of
Sure.
what else is happening on site.
Are you guys with Barthausen?
Nope. We're
No.
with Cushion. Oh, so they do a lot of their civil work for the real estate teams.
Okay, I was going to say, because Barthausen worked on this previously. They also worked on the project up for the Costco up off Coors and Eagle Ranch, where they expanded the fueling station and went through the development review board for that. So I was just curious.
Yeah, I think that group is working with them on some Arizona locations as well right now.
Okay. Well, let's have a follow-up conversation about this offline and get all that worked out.
Quick question before we get off this topic. So
Yes.
if Costco decides to keep that site plan active, what is the path forward for our specific project?
We might be able to localize him in a minute. We'll have to confirm this internally too. We might be able to localize the amendment where it doesn't include the parking, doesn't include the fuel station. Or if they continue, if Costco wants to continue to have that fueling station located in the southwestern portion of the property, then all you'd probably have to go through for your proposal is an administrative amendment, most likely. As long as you can address there's 10, well, there's like approximately 13 criteria for a minor amendment you have to address in order to proceed ahead with a minor amendment, which is a minor amendment is an administratively reviewed application similar to this, but with even fewer staff. It's a more simplified process. You go through a minor amendment most likely if the fueling station isn't affected. Let's just say that. If the fueling station isn't affected by the amendment, then you could probably go through a minor amendment. If you have to move the fueling station back to the northwestern part of the property, you're affecting access, you're affecting parking, and that needs to go through almost certainly a major amendment. But we need to confirm that part, the fueling station situation on this site, knowing what this site has gone through in the fairly recent past, in the last
Understood.
year.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right, do you get any final questions for us?
Yeah, so I mean, honestly, the path forward is to figure out what's going on with the site plan for the gas station, because I think that's going to affect the planning process moving forward. Is that correct?
That's correct. We need to figure
Awesome.
out what we're doing with the gas station, with the fueling station.
Now, my next question is in regards to permits. Once we get planning approval, we'll be able to move forward with permits, correct? Or can those run concurrently?
You can apply for them concurrently. So the issue would be you would need to have either an administrative amendment approved for the building addition or a major amendment, which would probably be a site plan administrative DFT, one of the two approved and signed off before you can actually get your building permit issued. But you can start working on your building permit, or you should be able to before you get either sign off on the site plan. An administrative amendment signed off by our zoning enforcement officer, ZEO. So, you should be able to start working on your building permits.
Fantastic. And in terms of permits, do you folks have a good idea of which civil permits would be required based on the scope of work?
That you need to check with building safety on.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay.
Yep. And I think that Marcelo provided contacts for building safety. Yep, there they are.
I did.
Perfect. Okay. Awesome. I think that's all the questions that I had right now. Eric, do you have any follow-up?
No, I don't think so. I think that covers it.
All right. Well,
Now, I
guys.
guess one closing question. Once we figure out what direction Costco wants to move with that gas station, is there someone in particular who we should reach out to coordinate the next steps of our project?
Say that again about Costco and the gas station. Sorry.
So once we figure out which direction Costco would like to move in terms
Yes,
of
sir.
the gas station, is there someone in particular that we should reach out with the city of Albuquerque to continue the planning process?
Lead planner on this project, Marcelo Ibarra. He'll be happy
Fantastic.
to help coordinate that.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, guys, have a great rest of the
Put
day. We'll be in
my
contact.
information in the chat.
Yep.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, have a good rest of the day. All right, guys. So for all the other applicants, we're going to take a 12-minute break and reconvene at 11:20 a.m. It's 11:08, and we will the next one up will be item number 8, PR 2025-02015, a sketch plat at 509 Cardenas Drive Southeast. And we'll meet up, like I said, at 11:20.